I'm joined by the folk at Walken Cadogan. It's a research project, a national research project, which aims to understand and promote the mental health and well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTQIA plus people. We've got Lukbudia, and I've also got Shikara here. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm stressing myself out over it. It's important to me that I get it right. But welcome, folk. Thanks so much for joining us here on ATQ today.
Thanks so much for having us. Happy to be here.
Pleasure. So I just wanted to start by asking you what the project is about. I know there's a beautiful meaning behind the name of this project. So could you start by telling us a bit about that and how this all came to be?
Yeah, sure. So Walken Cadogan means rainbow knowledge in Noongar language. And well, I've been working on the project for almost a year now. I started actually being involved in the project as a participant because maybe Shikara can run through the stages of the project because she's been on all of them. But, you know, at the early stages, they were doing in-person interviews and yarning circles here on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. So I got involved in the project by going to one of those interviews. I really loved, like, you know, the sense of community and the fact that there is a project that's so specific to this particular community, and been working on it ever since, which has been nice.
Yeah, so what we're really looking to do is understand the mental health and social emotional well-being for young Aboriginal LGBTQ plus mob. So like Lukbudia mentioned, we started by yarning with young mob here in Perth, and we're now looking to launch a national survey.
Amazing. So this national survey, it's going to cover people all across Australia, not just Boorloo, which is super exciting. Something that I know is really important when it comes to psychological services and the need for more First Nations experts and involvement of people just generally. So in terms of the stages of the project, you mentioned there's a yarning stage, which you've been involved in directly. What are some of the other stages of this project, and how does it work?
Yeah, so like we mentioned, there's actually three phases. So the yarning, then the survey that we're doing at the moment. And then once that's all wrapped up and we kind of have some actual data to work with, we're going to start doing some co-design with young mob here in Perth and also with services. So we can kind of sit down, have a yarn and actually work out what can we put together that's actually going to help young mob and be tailored for them.
And the tailoring part's really important, right? Because we know that, particularly from a local perspective, there's really little information. We need to understand a lot more about how these services can work and I guess work in harmony too. So what will these services and this research do to help queer black people trying to access support services? What will it mean for them?
Well, I mean, it gives us a voice to be able to, you know, share our experiences and have that be heard. But also, you know, co-design, I really love the process of co-design. It means that it's, you know, created by community for community. And we know that, you know, queer First Nations people, they know what they're needing from these services and what is lacking. And we can all form together to actually work and create these interventions themselves, which is really, really important because, you know, we're going to get everyone to share their stories and then we're actually going to go in and make those interventions because you may be able to go to an Aboriginal health service, but then that might not be queer friendly, or you could go to an LGBTQI plus specific service, but then that's not culturally safe. And it's really kind of, you know, speaking from my own perspective as a queer First Nations woman, caused me to look at my identity as something that's disjointed, you know, like I've got my cultural identity and I've got my queer identity, and those are two different things. But if we're having services that cater to both of those things and see you as an individual, as, you know, those identities overlapping and, you know, being a part of one another, and then having those services available, I think that's going to be really healing.
So important. How can people get involved with this project and take part in the survey? Because it is a survey, people can jump in. And like you were saying, Lukbudia, you've actually been through this process and now you're involved. So what can people do to access this?
People can go online, and I highly recommend checking out our website anyway, so www.rainbowknowledge.org. On there you'll find the community report that Shikara worked on from the first round of yarning. that's a really good read. I highly recommend having a look at that. You can complete the survey and you can just find out a bit more about the project. We've got resources that we've developed. There's some that we've developed specifically for clinicians working with LGBTQI plus First Nations people.
Nice.
And how they can start that conversation. So that was developed in partnership with SHQ. Some that are more catering for families as well. So www.rainbowknowledge.org. We can also do surveys over the phone as well. So you can just give Shikara a call. And the number is 086-3119-10062. And all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people that are aged between 14 to 25 are eligible for the survey.
Amazing. You're on All Things Queer here on RTR FM. Give Shikara a call because you are the leader of this research project. Can you tell us any more about perhaps some of the findings we have so far or some of the input that we have received since starting this project?
One of the really interesting things that I think came out of actually yarning with Young Mob is talking about the importance of family and community and culture and stuff, which I feel like doesn't get brought up enough just in LGBTQ spaces. And, you know, when you're talking about it from an Aboriginal perspective, that's really important parts of social emotional well-being, which is this lovely way of understanding health from an Indigenous perspective. And so I think seeing that overlap and seeing how it can be kind of different and really unique for this community has just been so interesting and so important.
Such an important finding, and I guess something that's really important to, I guess, merge now into hopefully mainstream services. But I guess this is a really great start just to actually provide those platforms. And you mentioned as well before, Lukbudia, that you've actually been through this process. What was it like for you to go on that? I know journey's a bit of a cliche, but to start that process, what was it like for you?
Well, I got involved because my mum saw some sort of promotion about, you know, the yarning circles and that opportunity and shared it with me, which was really cute. So I got involved in the project then. So I just emailed, I think there was an online form or something to complete and say that you're interested in taking part. And then I just met up at Murdoch because the project's in partnership with Coolbardi as well as...
Oh, Corungal Cartagin.
Yeah, which
at
is
ECU.
ECU.
Nice, yeah.
Telethon Kids Institute.
There's too many people involved. It's a big project.
Yes, it's a very big project.
Absolutely. And all our community partners and the organisations that we're working with are such a huge part of it as well. I think there's kind
Definitely.
Of a lot of people.
Excellent to see here. So many of those big institutions jumping in and getting on board with this too. Is there anything else, I guess, moving forward that you folk would like to see in terms of, I guess, the momentum of this project or maybe, you know, some things that we should be